It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I feel such love from all of you. Maybe it's because I love all of you so much. Think it has something to do with that? I've been speaking about compassion, and that's what my last two talks were on. Today I wanted to talk about compassion for self. And Pema Chodron says, compassion for others begins with kindness to ourselves. So let me just begin with a review of my first two talks. To better understand compassion, it was helpful for me to understand the differences between sympathy, empathy, and compassion. Sympathy is when we see another person suffering and we feel pity for them. Empathy is when we feel what another person is feeling when they're suffering. Compassion is when we see another person's suffering, share what they're feeling, and take action to alleviate their suffering. When you're exercising compassion, you are in the moment. Compassionate people are present, offering their empathetic response to the story right in front of them. And many of you that are friends know that I'm an animal lover. And I'm also a combat veteran. And I was going to talk to you a little bit about the dog that rescued me. His name was Chester. He'd been in the pound for 6 months because people don't like big black dogs. And I rescued him. But he actually rescued me. I had been in the combat stress unit for a number of six-week periods over the 2 years prior to rescuing Chester. We used to call it the Enchanted Kingdom. And that was tongue-in-cheek, I assure you. They were kind to us, but the doors were locked and the windows were sealed. And my doctor felt that I was a threat to myself and to others. So until they were able to get me to a place where I wouldn't cause harm, they felt that I needed to stay there and be safe with them. Loving this poor boy gave me a sense of person, a sense of purpose, and a reason to go on. He gave me a reason to get up in the morning, to carry on through the day, and he was my comforter. Sorry, when I suffered night terrors in my sleep. He was a very naughty dog, but he was also very loving. I was very proud of my first new pair of shoes that I had bought since I had been homeless for so long. And Chester was kind enough to eat them. And to make matters worse, he had trouble passing them. So I had to put on a pair of gloves and go help him pass them out in the backyard. But I loved him nonetheless. And there's something about a naughty dog, I guess, that makes him very special to me. After he'd been with me for a year, he was diagnosed with a blockage in his bowel and required surgery to remove the blockage. He survived and recovered from the surgery, but 6 months later, he was diagnosed with cancer. His care required that I medicate him every 2 hours, around the clock, along with emergency visits outside. A few months later, on October 1st, on one of his frequent vet visits, I was told he was in constant pain and he needed to have his suffering end. So we said goodbye. Since I was very young, I'd been closed off emotionally as a defense against those who would cause me harm. I was brokenhearted when faced with his loss, and returning home without him meant that I would be alone. Upon arriving home for the first time since I was a small child, I allowed myself to feel the pain and to cry. showing my self-compassion opened me and comforted me, allowed me to heal instead of carrying on with my grief. This act opened me to make room for another person in my heart. Showing my self-compassion allowed me to have a greater love for myself and a greater capacity to love. Along with that knowing, I felt the presence of spirit. Two nights later, my doorbell rang. And some of you that know me also know that I pursued my wife for a year. I left her voicemail every Saturday asking her for a date. And for the following week, she ignored me. After that year, she rang my doorbell. And I opened the door, and I said, "It's wonderful to see you. What are you doing here?" And she said, I heard you lost your dog." And I had, through that process, made room for her to be in my heart, for me to be fully open to love and to be loved. And, you know, I suppose that I could find reason to feel shame to tell someone that I learned how to love from a dog, but I don't, because he was such a great animal. Let's move on to a time of meditation, please. Bring your attention to your breath. Get comfortable in your seat. There's nothing you need to do except to experience it. Just notice the rhythm of your breathing. With our breath, spirit is moving in and through each of us. Know that we're created in the likeness of our Creator. We are extensions of that energy. Allow our bodies to relax, starting with our feet. Wiggle your toes. Flex your ankles. Allow any stress to flow up your ankles, through your calves, into your thighs, through your buttocks. Relaxation comes if we let go of anything that is not like love in our bodies. Stress is not like love, so we let it go. Up through our abdomen, through our backs, feel the energy that is here today, supporting us in this space, here to gently remind us who we really are. We have begun to notice that there is not much to really let go of, only error. This right relaxation wave moves up into the chest, into the back of the neck, into our jowls, and through the top of our heads. A beam of light moving out into this world to heal and to bless our brothers and sisters. And now we're going to begin our visualization. Visualize that you're experiencing a small child in distress. You're able to feel their pain, and you take action to begin to comfort and console them in their suffering. You feel compassion flow through you and into them, knowing that their healing has begun to take place through you as an instrument of love. As the child's crying subsides and their breathing returns to a normal rhythm, you see in this child a resemblance of yourself, and you realize that in comforting this child, you have also shown compassion for the child within you, and so your own healing has begun to take place. Let us remember in this moment that we are all connected by this love, and that every thought and every word we say is a prayer, because our thoughts are prayers. Let us conclude with a prayer. Would you stand with me? Join me in prayer. Father, Mother, God, may we love ourselves and others as you love us. May we offer compassion to ourselves and to those that we see in need of compassion. May our love grow and multiply through our kindness and through our generosity of spirit. And so it is. Thank you.